Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 40s to the 80s. Solid gold indeed from the class of 65, the number one record of that entire year. Now let's try one more from the UK in 1965. This little-known British group was doing quite well, even though they do require some assistance.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Change.
for sure.
Well, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch to kick off the class of 65, the Rolling Stones and the Beatles with H-E-L-P, Help Me. Well, I'm helping you, that's for sure, bringing back great memories, and we're doing it right here on KPTZ-FM 91.9. I'm Jerry Osborne, your host, and my time traveling turntable is going to get into the recording studio now and listen to Elvis warming up to do his big hit from that year, Crying in the Chapel. Listen closely.
Yell to WW0385, take one.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy.
Give another start.
Got who?
Don't. After the intro.
You guys get the whisper on where we're going.
Ready?
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of
one accord.
Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Believe it or not, about 25% of the charts in 1964 and 65 were by British Invasion artists. And one of the American groups that did do very well during those years was out of Hawthorne, California. And we know them as the Beach Boys.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and my love wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Ronnie, help me, Ronnie.
Next, we move into another genre of music that not only did very well in 65, but throughout the 60s, and that would be, of course, the Motown sound. And leading the pack of Motown stars would be the Supremes, and here they are with I Hear a Symphony.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly,
Florence and Mary, and they are the Supremes hearing a symphony, and they shared it with you. How about that? And here I am sharing the music of 1965 with you, my friend, right here on KPTZ 91.9 FM. It was about that time in music when the 12-string guitar really caught on, and you started hearing it in a lot of different hit records. Probably one of the most memorable with the 12-string would be the Byrds and their number one hit, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Swirling ship, all my senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere, I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not that's where we began. There ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me in the jingle jangle morning. I'll come following.
And now, in the spirit of equal time for equal gender, we go from Mr. Tambourine Man to Mrs. Brown. Check out your daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine. Ooh.
Don't let on.
Ooh.
Don't say she's broke my heart.
Ooh.
I'd go down on my knees, but it's no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out.
That's Herman's Hermits on KPGZ. Lead singer is Peter Noon, and Mrs. Brown, you really got a lovely daughter. And Mrs. Brown's not bad either.
Come and you go.
goes another one of those mighty Motown acts, the Four Tops, and one of their smash hits, I Can't Help Myself. On the Class of 1965, we couldn't do the year without doing Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and Gary wants you to know that you can count on him. Rolling right along now through the Class of 1965, Petula Clark, she went downtown, and that's why she knows a place where the action is.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door, just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. The day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile. Just come along with me a while, 'cause I'll tell you, I know a place where the music is fine and the lights are always low. I know a place where we can grow. At the door there's a man who will greet you. Then you go downstairs to some tables and chairs. Soon I'm sure you'll be tapping your feet, because the beat is the greatest there. All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place, a cellar full of noise. It's got an atmosphere of its own somehow. You gotta come along right now, 'cause I tell you,
we'll be right back.
She was everybody's pet in the 60s, the most popular British female singer of the 60s, the entire decade, that is. You're listening to The Class of 1965, and this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, and it's great to have you along for the ride. As you heard earlier, we had the Rolling Stones to begin the show with Satisfaction, now another one of their giant hits from 1965, Get Off My Cloud, Please. Baby, get off of my cloud. And that was long before a cloud was a thing in space where you stored your computer files. We switch now to another Motown classic, one that is so beautiful right from the get-go with these bass notes. Thank you.
one man can claim. Well, I guess if you say, what can make me feel this way? Maggie,
Maggie,
talking about my girl.
Known as the Tempting Temptations, and probably their greatest hit, that's My Girl. This is KPTZ FM 91.9 in Port Townsend, and it's great to have you along reliving the class of 1965. Every week, we'll make a 10-year jump to a different decade and a different class, and that means next week we'll do the class of 1975. And I'm sure some of you probably were really in that class, so be sure to be around for that. Now let's flash back to Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Let's hang on to what we got.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
They started out as the Four Lovers, then they became the Four Seasons, then they became Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, now you know them as the Jersey Boys. Either way, they had some fantastic music and we're glad to have them on the show. And now the musical question, do you or don't you? Will you or won't you? Hey, these are easy questions. Why can't I get an answer?
easy question. Why can't I get an answer? Tell me, will you or won't you eat me? Such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sigh and beat around the bush. Can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little push? Can you or can't you? It's such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer? All you do is give a sigh and beat around the bush. How can it be that you're too shy to give yourself a little? Can you or can you tell me? Is it such an easy question? Why can't I get an answer? Oh yeah, it's such an easy answer to such an easy question. Why can't I get an answer?
It is such an easy question, and that's the king of them all, y'all, from 1965. And now, as you probably know, a lot of records fade out. Not often does a record fade in. This one does. Beatles once again from the class of 65 right here on KPTZ. I'm Jerry, and I admire so much the writing of Smokey Robinson. He was a genius. My smile is my makeup I wear since my breakup with you. This is just one example. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and The Tracks of My Tears is the title of the tune. Now here's one more hit from Hitsville, USA, otherwise known as Motown. That's just one of 12 number one hits that the Supremes had in the 60s. Stop in the Name of Love. Do you remember that episode of Alf where he was sitting on the couch pantomiming the Supremes singing that song? A very, very funny scene. Hey, it's really great to have you with us here, digging the class of 65. And you know, we do try to do things your way.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong. We can work it out and get it straight, or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime.
Another great gem from the Beatles. We can work it out. Well, we're working it out here, musically speaking, anyway. And Brenda Lee is an artist who we just have to feature before we shut down for this episode of The Class Of. In 65 is when we got one of our most beautiful songs ever. Too Many Rivers to Cross. Sometimes that's just the case.
Come back to you, dear, 'cause I know that you want me to. But too much water's run under that old bridge. There's too many rivers between me and you. There's too many rivers to cross, dear. Too many dreams have been lost, and there's too many long nights that I turned and tossed. There's too many rivers to cross. Now don't think for a moment I blame only you. We both kill the fruit on the vine. When you try to put love back together, there's always a few little pieces you can't find. Yes, there's too
Thank you, Brenda Lee, for Too Many Rivers, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being with us on the Class of 65. For my exit music, we're going to have The Sun Glows and Peanuts, and next week, it'll be the Class of 75. Friends, that's going to do it to it for another trip down memory lane. Be sure to join us next time when we bring you another year and another class of great tunes. So I'll see you then, and we'll talk again.